morning, there were probably about 70 or 80 individuals, children and adults and so forth. And boy, they just came out, and we had the opportunity to gather them all at one setting and be able to go through the gospel and go through, you know, the plan of salvation, and to be able to give them a Bible and give them a Bible study one. So the goal then after that was the fact that we were going to go back in the same community about 4 in that afternoon. And I, in the back of my mind, I thought, well, they got that out of their system that morning, right? So, you know, it was something new, something different, somebody's going to show up, let's go down and see what's going on. No, man, it was totally opposite. I think we had more that afternoon than we had in the morning, and it wasn't anything that we did. You know, all we had to do was just to show up, and the people came to hear the gospel. Now, friends, that's never happened the time I've been going down there. Now, other people maybe have had similar experiences, but the Holy Spirit was really working in those people's lives. And those are things that's going to be one of those markers for me personally that I'll look back on and to see the hand of God and what God did to accomplish some of those things that he did while we were there. So I'm going to give you a few photos, and then our team here is going to come and share some of their experiences. And we'll pray for them this morning. And if you have questions, we can answer those. So if you'll take me through some of those, I'll give you just a little bit more of the background. Last Sunday morning, the First Baptist Church in Monterey, they have three services on Sunday. The First Baptist Church, the way I understand it, I'm not saying this is the gospel truth, but it is the way I understand it. I understand that the First Baptist Church in Monterey is the oldest Protestant church in Mexico. It dates back to about 1850 or something in that context. And so they've been preaching the gospel, and man, they've been responsible for many, many missions. And they're our partners that we worked with this past week. They're the ones who sent their people with us, and we traveled out, and we did the work that while we were there and so forth. This is their early service last Sunday morning. The man with the telephone call, some of you may remember, this is Samuel. He is the pastor there. He's been pastor of the First Baptist for about a year. And but I've worked with him for about every time ever since I've been going to Mexico. He is really a strong man of God and so forth. So this is our team. This was last Sunday morning. I think that that is 155 year anniversary. The 55 that you see behind that board. So they're celebrating 155 years of history. Preaching the gospel, so it has very strong, very strong roots in the community. Monterey's about 6 million, and you can think about being the First Baptist Church in that setting. It's a very large place. This is our team that we started with on Monday morning a week ago, last Monday, when we went out to the village. We traveled about 3 hours outside of Monterey. In a new community. I've never been in that community, but we got in our vans and so forth. And so this is all of our Americans and all of our all the Mexicans and so forth that traveled out to the place that we were going to work. And friends, it wouldn't it be exciting? Wouldn't you be excited to look around and think about the fact that that whole group, their purpose is to share the gospel? Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's our only purpose, is to go and to take an area, whatever, you know, that geographic area may be, and we're going to go in there and we're going to share the gospel with everyone that lives in that community. And man, that to me is really the greatest thing that we can ever possibly do, is to be a part of that. Let me give you a couple more pictures, and I'll turn it over to these others. I took this picture from one of the men. One of the men of the church. His name is Jaime, and I've worked with Jaime for several years. Jaime is a retired administrator, Joanne, of the University of Monterey there in Mexico. And the reason I took that picture is because as an administrator, they're detailed out, right? And if you could blow that picture up, there's right above his thumb, he has two little vans, and he has organized it where he knows where every person is when he puts them in that van, right? So I thought that was kind of ironic. You need that type of organization, those types of skills to be able to go out and to share. This is a community, El Potosí is where we spent most of our time. And this is a community, again, you can notice the mountains in the background. We spent Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of our time there. And again, the people there were so, there's a strong Christian church, I'm sorry, a strong Baptist church in that community. And that's the church that we worked out of. They're the ones that hosted us. They cooked our meals and did all the things. But that's where we went out and shared the gospel with. Let me stop here and let our team share. I don't want to take all our time. Stephanie, go right ahead, sis.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Anyways, so we worked in this town the first day. We went out for a little bit. We didn't go out very long, for maybe about 2 hours. And then when we were going out, like, it seemed like a ghost town. Like, there was nobody there. It was so quiet whenever you were walking. There was, like, nobody out on the streets. Everyone was either working or at home, getting prepared for dinner, stuff like that. So whenever we were driving down there, I definitely felt the Spirit of God telling me that the gospel is going to be very receptive down there. And, you know, being excited of that, when we first were knocking on doors, like, nobody was answering the door, and I was like, okay. And then eventually we stumbled across a couple of people, a couple of houses, and they received Christ. And I was speaking to my interpreter, and I was telling her that what God had been putting on my heart, and she's like, she said that one of the women that we had spoke to that received Christ, that she had cancer, or the doctors had diagnosed her with cancer, and they were going to make her have surgery to remove the spot that had the cancer in it. And whenever she went to go have surgery, there was nothing there on the scans. And so that was a blessing to hear. And she also had been Catholic too. And to have that is just amazing, to know that God was working in her life. And she said the same thing, that she was expecting to see missionaries. And she just felt that God was moving. So that in itself was just confirmation to know that what God was speaking to me. And we also we're walking down the side of the road, and we, they called it like peacekeepers or something like that, fellow believers, people that were helping us, direct us in ways that they knew, like, oh, these are certain people that you could talk to share the gospel with. They would know the areas that we could go to. And so we prayed with them over the areas that we were working in, and, we also spoke with another woman, and she was definitely older. She was probably in her 80s, and at first, her name, I can't remember her name, but it meant fighter. Like, her, she was had a very fighting spirit. At first, she did not want to really hear what we had to say. And the more and more that we were talking to her and sharing the gospel with her, she just started to open up. And she said that it had been 3 months, and that her husband had a very fighting spirit just like her. But that 3 months before he passed away, he received Christ. And she said that she had that fighting spirit just like him, that being in that relationship that had caused her to be like that. And like as soon as she prayed to receive Christ, she was just so joyful and did not have that fighting demeanor about her at all. And so that's what I'm very blessed about, that trip.
I've never been on a missionary trip before, and now I have, and it was really cool. I got to help lead my first person to Christ ever. So, I don't really have anything to say.
Well, I just have to say that I'm so proud of these two. 3 years ago was Stephanie's first trip, and it changed this young lady's life, without a doubt. I know that going to Mexico has absolutely impacted my life. Stacy, can we scroll back a couple of photos to the group picture? Right here. Okay. This woman right here, we met her in March. I don't know if you guys remember her. She worked in the kitchen whenever we stayed in that house with our Mexican brothers and sisters, and she cooked. And I talked to her through one of the translators, Yami, and her greatest desire was to be able to go out with us. Let me tell you, she was on fire this week. We pulled into someplace, and if she saw somebody on the street, she would grab one of these young people. She'd say, get your Bible, get your bag, get your testimony. We're going to go share Jesus with this person. We wouldn't be prepared yet, and she was ready to go. She was on fire. We did not go anywhere that she was not one of the first ones to be out of the van and reaching out to grab one of the local people to share the gospel. That is amazing to me. That tells me that what we're doing down there isn't just, we're not just spinning our wheels down there. I mean, there are seeds being planted. There are things happening that I can't even wrap my head around. A few years ago, we went into an area that Monty had taken a team 8 years prior, and they had started out as a small home church. And whenever we went back 8 years later, they had 100 people there on a Wednesday night. To see those things, the Tuesday that we were there, whenever we had all those people that just kept coming and they would start to share the gospel, and then we would have to get another group and get another translator, and there would be one group after another, and it was just like they kept coming, and you're just like, where is this coming from? And you could feel the Holy Spirit moving, and you could see the lives being changed, and it was just almost overwhelming. There were a couple of times where I just kind of had to take a step back and just thank God that I had the opportunity to see his work and to see the Holy Spirit move in such a mighty way. And that first day, well, let me back up. And I have to tell you guys this. You know, Monty said that there were 6 million people in Monterey. When we got into town Saturday, we saw all of them. We saw all of them and a few people from outside of town. They had something that was kind of similar to our Black Friday. Imagine all of the people that go to Black Friday, to Walmart and the other stores here, all in one place, all in one city. I mean, it was so packed that they were even closing lanes of the roads, of the streets, to have more sidewalk space for the people. I've been to New York City. New York City has got nothing on Monterey. Well, let me tell you, that place was packed. And it is overwhelming for me to look out and to see all of those people and to think that the impact that we make is so very small. So very small. And you hear that scripture that says that the fields are ripe for harvest, that they are ready. And I felt like that whenever we went into Monterey this time, that it was time for harvest. It was harvest time. On Monday, I had a young lady that went with our team. She had never had this opportunity before. Her husband's worked with us for a couple of years. And her husband told her Sunday night while we were at dinner, she was talking about how excited I finally get to go one day. I only have one day off work. I'm excited to go. Her husband looked at her and he said, "Your life is going to change tomorrow. Your life is going to change tomorrow." And she just looked at him like, "I don't understand." And then Monday, she had the experience of sharing the gospel for the first time in her life. And she had the first time in her life, she had the opportunity to lead somebody to the Lord in prayer. And that was just absolutely overwhelming for her. We went to a couple of different homes. We shared with a couple of different families. We went to one house and this man came, and I was with Samuel and Yami and Laura, and Samuel shared the gospel, and they were taking turns, and he shared the gospel with this gentleman. And this guy, he said, "You know," he said, "I drink, I smoke, I gamble." He said, "I do all these things that I shouldn't do. And I know I need Jesus, but until I get my life cleaned up, I can't come to him. I can't pray that prayer." And Samuel said, "Okay." And he turned around and he looked at me and he said, "Okay, we're going to go to the next house." And Laura and Yami felt a different call of the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak to him in Spanish. I have no idea what they're saying. And Samuel looked at me and he was telling me, "This is what the man said to me. This is his reason for not accepting Christ today." And I looked at Samuel and I said, "All we can do is plant the seed." I said, "We need to pray that that seed will grow." And Samuel looked at me and he goes, "Okay." And he did his hands like this, and he and I stood on the corner and prayed for this man. All the while, Yami and Laura were continuing to answer questions and to share the gospel. When Samuel got finished praying, we looked up, and this man was sobbing as he prayed to accept Christ. And it's just like, okay, that was just absolutely amazing. I don't think that any single person that my group shared the gospel with walked away without accepting Christ. And it was not that they were trying to be polite. It was not that they were doing it to get rid of us. And there have been times I have felt like that has happened, and I'm sure that it probably has, and that has to be between them and God. But this time I felt that every single person that accepted Christ, that they did it with a genuine heart. And that hasn't happened every single time. And like I said, that goes back to being between them and God. God sent me. I'm doing what I'm told. I'm following what God has for me. And I leave that there. I pray for them whenever I come home. And I know that seed has been planted. But this time to see that plentiful harvest was just overwhelming for me. It was just absolutely amazing. And to, you know, for Tuffy and Pastor Monty, for them to have been to Mexico so many times, and for them to have never seen anything like what we experienced on Tuesday, that just leaves you with being in awe of the awesomeness of God. It just leaves you in absolute awe. I've gone to Mexico, I don't even know how many times. This is probably year number five. Some years I've gone twice a year. But I'm just telling you, this was probably one of the best trips that I have ever experienced. And to just know without a doubt that the calling that God has on my life is being fulfilled by being able to go down there and share the gospel, and to come home and to even want to continue that here, and to know that whenever we left Mexico, that these faces right here and those hearts right there, they are ready. They are ready to go share with that next person. They have had an opportunity to share before. And once you share, once you break that ice, it just gets easier and easier. And I know that sometimes the hardest people to share with is your family and your close friends. But once you start learning how to share the gospel, it just gets easier and easier. And you want to do it more and more. And I don't know, David, you've been to Mexico. You probably can't wait to have the opportunity to go again. I was talking to Al this morning. He's been to Mexico. He can't wait to go again. If you have any interest whatsoever, pray about it. We'd love to have you. So that's all I got.
A couple more minutes here. I have a couple more video, audios or pictures I want to show you real quick and kind of tie things together. Lisa's right. God tugs your heart. Passport. That's what you need, a passport. And then we'll make all of the other things happen. I wanted to show you, some of these experiences. We are out in farm country, ranching company, country. I don't know how we'd say it here, but when we got out to the church we worked with, that's an oven that they cook bread in, and it was just made out of adobe. And so, man, we got out there first thing, and they were making these huge, I know they had a name for them, but they just looked like bread. You know, they were about the size of tortilla and about half inch thick, and man, they were awesome. And so that's what this is actually a lid. You pull that lid off, and it's an oven in there. So, again, we were very well blessed and having those types of cultural things and that we had never had before. She's cooking out on an open flame, and I think probably some beans and soup and stuff, but again, just excellent home-cooked meal there in that community. Here's the pastor, Samuel, in the dark color. The other gentleman is actually a retired pastor from the First Baptist Church that we worked with, and he had come down and greeted us and had prayer for us before we went out to that in that community. Again, that's just the church, typical church, what it looks like, a couple of different wooden pews, and here's some of our members that went out. Again, these ladies are from the First Baptist Church. We're about 3 hours outside of the Monterey to go out and share the gospel. Lisa's helping make some homemade tortillas. The ladies in the far background here were members of the church, and they provided all of our meals for us while we were there. I had to share this with the men, ladies, sorry. But when we went out, they said this was considered a mother-in-law seat. This was the mother-in-law seat. I don't know what that means. I don't know, ladies. I just wanted to bring that back to you, this mother. So this was actually, can you imagine this? This is this community that we went out to. And look at all of those children. And they're presenting the gospel here to these boys and girls. And it was just incredible. We've never had that. We're going door to door, spending our time doing that. And we showed up, and all of these kids come up, and the building that we're under is that chicken coop. And so, man, they came out and heard the gospel. Again, just another picture of it. The pastors and the Adriana and Jaime, the man and woman there, retired. Man, they do an excellent work with the children and sharing the gospel. And they have moves for the children, you know, kind of like Vacation Bible School. And sometimes they had, you know, a poster that they would use and so forth. But they made a strong connection there with the parents and so forth. That's the entire community after we got done on I think that was Tuesday night we finished. And we asked them to take a picture. And so they all got out and took a picture of them. And can you imagine all of those people came to hear the gospel and the impact that that's gonna have on that community?
I think when that picture was taken, I think we'd already had a lot that had gone on.
Okay, so, and it's just, that was all of them. Amen. Okay, so just a great movement, right? Can you imagine? Can imagine all of that? That's the chicken coop that we look back into. Again, those ladies are filling out their information. We've shared the gospel with them. They're putting their name and address and as much information on a little slip of paper. They'll go back and follow up with that because we gave them a Bible study one, and we gave them an ink pen. And so in the next 4 weeks, the church there, they're going to be sending a pastor out to that community, And they'll be beating under that chicken coop, trying to have a Bible study, a mission, and hopefully before long, maybe in the next several years, they'll have a church that will start from that. This is one of the pictures that Carl wanted me to throw up. Carl, did you give this Bible to this guy? So here's a guy, after we gave him a Bible, he's reading that Bible. And man, that's always a blessing, right? You give someone a Bible, and then they turn and they start reading the scripture. So man, what a blessing that is. This is the goodbye. You can see the church back in the top of the picture. That's the church we worked with. And those are the members of the church that cooked our meals and so forth. They did a great, great job. Let me close with this one. This is not really the one I wanted. I wanted to show you another one. But where we served at, the mountains were all around us. And they took us up on this little high place during the time that we went out. And one of the people showed us that when you look down this valley, there's gray areas all through the valley. The area that we worked with, you could tell, was a farming community. You could see they had irrigation pumps running out there. They had a lot of greenhouses, probably raising all kinds of vegetables and so forth. But when they showed us these gray areas, they say, you know, it looked like something was going on. And when she originally told me, this lady originally told me, she said that that they have an observatory there from NASA up on this tall mountain, and they're looking down on that valley, and they think that there is a volcano that's developing in the valley. That seemed a little kind of strange to me that they would have that. So when we walked down off the mountain, she wanted to take us closer, so we walked up to some places in the ground that literally smoke and steam was coming up. There was sulfur that was underground, burning underground. And you could see all through that gray area where that sulfur was burning under the ground. And you'd go up to one of those little pits, and the ground would get soft. And then ultimately, when you look out there, the whole ground was just dropped, and where that sulfur and so forth was coming up. So again, one of those experiences. And I didn't know that they had that type of movement going on there in Monterey. So all kinds of experiences. But let me close by just sharing with you that this is all our ministry, right? When you faithfully give, and we partner with the churches in Monterey, we purchase the scriptures that we take down, we provide the missionaries and so forth. And so this is just part of the outreach ministry of our church. The question is always raised, which I think is a good question. The question is, why don't we do this type of ministry here in Bixby? Well, friends, historically, that type of work has already been done here. There's a church on every corner. When you leave and go home, count the churches on the way. And those communities that we went in, those two of those communities, they didn't have a church to attend. And so the way churches historically in our culture has been started is by doing the same things. You go door to door, you share the gospel, you win people to the Lord, you come back, you have Bible studies, you have a mission, you have a church, and then it continues to grow. So we have in our culture been recipients of hard work that has gone before us. And so we continue that work by meeting regularly for church and worshiping God. But we also want to continue to do that work in outreach and go share the gospel then to the ends of the earth. And so people today have joy and peace and salvation in their lives because ultimately God's working in and through their lives. Well, let's stand at this time, and we'll have our closing prayer, and we're going to ask God's blessing upon those brothers and sisters in Monterey. And again, part of the prayer would be just simply the fact that maybe God tugs at your heart, and maybe you want to go on one of those trips. Then it begins in with that with really the Holy Spirit working and touching your life. It's good to see Dustin this morning, right? Dustin, it's good to see you, brother. Amen. Let's give God a hand for that. Continue to pray for him. I know he appreciates our prayers. And also Mike Travis, I believe he had surgery on Friday, and so pray for Mike. Is there any others that we want to mention as we close here this morning?
Keep praying for
Okay, remember Miss Paula, she had surgery as well and so forth, so let's pray together. We invite you to stay for lunch with us, Fellowship Hall, and I hope you'll stay and be a part of that. Let's pray together. Terry, you want to pray for us?